President, Excellencies, colleagues, New Zealand welcomes the opportunity to participate in this year's ECOSOC Humanitarian Affairs segment. We thank today's earlier briefers for their updates on the humanitarian landscape and thank Italy and Kenya for their facilitation of the Haas resolution. Like others, New Zealand is deeply concerned by the steep rises in humanitarian needs across the globe. Ever-growing needs are placing additional strain on an already stretched humanitarian system. Last year, the number of people forcibly displaced passed 100 million, and just 6 months later, 10 million more have also been forcibly displaced. The upward trajectory of conflict, violence, and displacement is compounded by economic fragility, inflation, the continued impacts of COVID-19, and the worsening impacts of climate change. In this context, New Zealand applauds the tireless and fearless work of the United Nations and its partners in this extraordinarily challenging environment. New Zealand appreciates that an effective response requires global solidarity and international cooperation. We are committed to playing our part. We continue to provide multi-year and flexible core funding to key humanitarian partners, and we complement this through contributions to specific crisis responses and to longer-term preparedness investments, especially in our own region in the Pacific. New Zealand commends Italy for focusing the segment this year on food insecurity, famine, protection, and climate change. The interlinkages between food insecurity, climate, and conflict are undeniable. We are pleased that the resolution acknowledges this and sets the stage for action. We highlight with particular concern, like others who have already spoken, the food insecurity crisis currently gripping the globe. We call on all states to address the root causes of food insecurity and to abide by international law, including international humanitarian law. This includes allowing for safe and rapid access for humanitarians and for the protection of civilians and civilian infrastructure. In recognising the importance of the Haas resolution, New Zealand considers that it could go further on gender-responsive humanitarian action, on anticipatory action, and on climate change. Gender-responsive humanitarian action, particularly involving local actors and affected populations, is a core aspect of our approach to humanitarian action. We reiterate the importance of reliable and safe access to sexual and reproductive health services and in protection against gender-based violence, especially for women and girls. New Zealand is committed to defending these hard-won rights. We see every day the direct threat that climate change poses to countries across the globe, particularly to the safety and livelihoods of small island developing states. Until the drivers of climate change are addressed and greater investments are made to strengthen resilience, intensified natural disasters will lead to increased loss of life and destruction. In this respect, anticipatory action can help to save lives and make emergency responses more efficient. We must integrate it more deeply into humanitarian action. As we commemorate the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, we are cognizant of how far the international community must still come to ensure, through immediate collective action, that basic human rights are universally respected. New Zealand is proud to play our part in the global humanitarian system and to stand up for principled humanitarian action that saves lives, alleviates suffering, and maintains dignity. Thank you.